我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
爱我们的父神，感谢你再次带领我们到主你面前来歌颂赞美你。
Dear Lord, thank you for bringing us again in front of you and praise you and worship you.
求主你的灵来开启我们的眼睛，来了解主你话语中的奥秘。
Bring the Holy Spirit upon us, let us open our eyes and receive your word.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
有人说，当人年老的时候呢，吃饭不要吃太饱，啊，要留一些空间呢，吞掉完。
Someone once said that when we grow older,We should not eat until our belly is full because we will need to leave some rooms for the medication.
人年纪大了，有可能身体遇到病痛，这里痛那里痛，或是年纪大了也很容易导致一些的病痛。
It is true that when we become older, our body get worse. We start to feel the pain here and there, and we might easily get sick because of the old age.
甚至不管任何年纪，我们也会遇到病痛困难。
We know that it's unavoidable, no matter what, how old we are, or no matter the age we are, we can all get sick.
And 我们知道，在这世界上，我们可能遇到一些的病痛、患难，甚至亲人的过亡。
We may face difficulties and challenges, and we might lose our dear friends and family members in our lifespan.
我们就是活在这一个不完全的世界。
Unfortunately, this is the world that we live in. This is not a perfect world.
我们从路德记第一章十五到二十二节共同来领受神的话语。第一，苦难的世界。
Today we'll study Ruth Chapter 1, 15 to 22 to learn about God's message. The first message is a suffering world.
回到路德记第一章一到三节说，很久以前，在士师治理以色列的那段期间，地方上发生了饥荒。有一个以法他族人叫以利米勒，原住在犹大的伯利恒，他带着妻子拿俄美和两个儿子马伦和基连一起到摩押国暂时居住在那里。他们在那里的时候，以利米勒死了，留下拿俄美和他两个儿子。
In Ruth chapter 1:1-3, in the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land.So a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab. The man's name was Elimelech. His wife's name was Naomi, and the name of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephrathites from Bethlehem, Judah, and they went to Moab.And live there. Now, Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons.
和本的圣经翻译叫做拿俄米，中文新译叫做拿俄美，都是一样。拿俄美很可怜，当时遇到了饥荒，她与丈夫全家搬到国外。摩押国居住。
Naomi is such a miserable woman. When the famine occurred to strike Israel, the husband took her and the two sons, and they moved to Moab.
丈夫过世了，留下两个儿子要她来照顾。后来，她的两个儿子也都娶了摩押当地的女子为妻。
Then the husband died in Moab. She must take care of her two sons. And her two sons married the local women from Moab.
十年后，他的两个儿子，马伦和基连也都死了，留下拿俄米没有丈夫，也没有儿子。
But 10 years later, both her son, Mahlon and Chilion died too. Now Naomi was left with no husband and no sons.
路德记第一章第六节说，拿俄美还住在摩亚的时候，听说上主赐福给他的子民，已经使他们有好收成，就要跟两个媳妇离摩亚回本土去。
In Ruth 1:6, when Naomi heard in Moab that the Lord has come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, she and her daughter-in-law prepared to return home from there.
因此拿俄美就与两个媳妇动身要回以色列的故乡，但是在路上拿俄美也为两个媳妇的前途来着想。
Now Naomi is planning to go back to her hometown in Israel with the two daughters-in-law. But on the way of going back, she is also thinking about the future of these two women.
第一章第八到第九节，拿俄美对两个媳妇说，你们各自回娘家去吧。愿上主以仁慈待你们，像你们善待了我和已故的人一样。愿上主使你们有机会再结婚，都有归宿。于是拿俄美吻别他们，两个媳妇就放声大哭。
So in Ruth 1:8-9, then Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go back, each one of you, to your mother's home."May the Lord show you kindness as you have shown kindness to your dead husband and me. May the Lord grant that each of you will find rest in the home of another husband. Then she kissed them goodbye and they wept aloud.
拿俄美为了两个媳妇的前途着想，劝他们各自回娘家去，或许可能遇到理想的对象，他们可以再嫁。
We see that Naomi is hoping for the best for the future of these two daughters-in-law. She suggests them to go back to their own hometown to meet other men and remarry.
我们看到拿俄美和两个媳妇之间的感情非常好。
We also see that we could see that.This is a very affectionate relationship between the mother and daughter-in-law.
拿俄美为他们着想，他们也爱婆婆拿俄美。
Not only Naomi think for those two daughters-in-law, those two women also thought about their mother-in-law.
当拿俄美向他们吻别，叫他们回娘家去的时候，两个媳妇都放声大哭。
So when Naomi kissed them goodbye, they both cried loudly.
他们舍不得离开拿俄美。
They do not want to leave her.
因此拿俄美继续劝他们说，第一章十一节，拿俄美说，女儿啊，你们还是回去吧，为什么要跟我走呢？我还能再生儿子来做你们的丈夫吗？
When Naomi see that the two daughters-in-law did not want to leave her, she continued to say in Ruth 1:11, "Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons who could become your husbands?"
拿俄美甚至对他们说，如果我能够在今天晚上结婚再生儿子，你们也不能够等到那么久。
She explained that even if she had more son right there in that moment, it would not even be possible for them to wait for the son to grow up and marry them.
所以拿俄美对她这两个媳妇就好像对她自己的女儿一样。
She is very thoughtful. She treated those two daughters-in-law as her own daughters.
第一章十七节、十四节说，他们又哭起来了。俄尔巴吻别了她的婆婆回娘家去，但是路德还是舍不得离去。
In Ruth 1:14, as this they wept aloud again. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her.
俄尔巴媳妇 于是吻别了拿欧米回娘家去，但是路德却留下来，不愿意离开拿俄美。
So Orpah, one of the daughters-in-law, decided to leave, but Ruth still refused to go.
路德要跟拿俄米在一起，他要与拿俄美回到伯利恒去。
She said that she wanted to be with Naomi, and she intended to go back to Bethlehem with Naomi.
当拿俄美劝路德也跟他的嫂嫂一样回去他的本族那里的时候，路德在十六节回答说：“请不要叫我离开你，让我跟你一起去吧。你到哪里，我也到哪里。你住。”你住哪里，我也住哪里。您的民族就是我的民族，您的上帝就是我的上帝。
So when Naomi see that she, Ruth didn't want to go, she still wanted to talk her into returning back to her own town. And this is what Ruth responded to her in 1:16. Don't urge me to leave you or to return back from you. Where you go, I will go.And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God.
Naomi 在这世界上遇到了苦难。
Naomi is in a very difficult situation.
她在人生中遇到了苦难，但是她以真诚的爱来对待她四周围的人。他对待他两个媳妇有如他自己亲生的女儿一样，他也关心他们的前途。
But even when she suffered, she still sincerely cared for the people around her. She treated her two daughter-in-laws as her own. She cared where they could go and what they could do in the future.
并且我们也看到年轻的路德也甘心乐意的要停留下来。与拿俄美一起，他舍不得离开拿俄美，让他孤单的回伯利恒的故乡去。
On the other hand, we also see the young Ruth. She wanted to stay with Naomi. She did not want to leave her to go back to Bethlehem alone.
路德记一章十七节，拿俄美说，这个路德对拿俄美说。你死在哪里，我死在哪里，葬在哪里，除了任何事都不能使我们分离，要是我被弑，愿上主重重的惩罚我。
So Ruth said to Naomi in 1:17, Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me.Be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me.
当在这个世界上遇到患难的时候，我们看到彼此真心的关怀相爱，这是何等美丽的一件事。
When we suffering, and this is such a wonderful relationship that we can observe between these two women, they truly love and care for each other.
Naomi 关心疼爱她的媳妇，路德也关心爱护她的婆婆。
Naomi worried and loved her daughter-in-law, and Ruth also worried and loved her mother-in-law.
我们看到就像耶稣基督到世界上来显明神对世界上的人的爱，甚至爱我们的缘故，死在十字架上来牺牲他的生命。
Remember what Jesus Christ did for us, that he loved us. He even came to the world and died for us on the cross to show how much he loved us.
约翰福音十五章十二节主吩咐说：“你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。”
In John 15:12, Jesus gave us a command: "Love each other as I have loved you."
一位乡村福音歌手吉米·韦恩，他小的时候生活在一个问题的家庭的环境当中。
Jimmy Wang is a country gospel singer. He lived in a dysfunctional environment since he was young.
但是父亲离开家庭。
His father left them.
母亲患精神失常症。当母亲不在家里的时候，可能就是在精神病院，或是在监狱里面，或是跟不同的男朋友住在一起。
His mother has mental disorder. When the mother is not home, she will be either checked into a hospital, or locked in a prison, or stay with different boyfriends.
Jimmy 经历到家庭的暴力与虐待。
Jimmy went through a lot of abuse and violence at home at a young age.
他从一个监护的家庭到另外一个监护的家庭。
He moves from one foster home to the other.
他时常睡在被弃的建筑物里面，树林里面，任何他所能够找到的地方。
He slept in abandoned buildings, in the woods, any place he could find.
为了要活下去，他必须去偷食物来吃。
He had to steal food in order to survive.
像这样的一位年轻人，他有什么前途呢？
What kind of future can this young man see in himself?
当他七年级的时候，他遇到了一位初中的老师辅导，叫 Cindy.
When he was at seventh grade, he met a middle school counselor named Cindy.
他知道这个小孩子有问题，需要关心。
She knew that this kid's going through a lot of troubles. He needs a lot of care.
但这个小孩子在这一间学校里面只有几个月之久，后来就休学了。
But Jimmy withdrew from the school after a few months.
Cindy 这位老师每天祷告神说：“神啊，请你再把他带回到这个学校来。”
Since then.Cindy lifts up Jimmy in her prayer to the Lord every day, and she prayed, God, please send him back to our school.
在九年级的时候 Jimmy 再回来了。
Jimmy came back to the school at ninth grade.
Cindy 一下子就看出他来了，因为他关心他。Jimmy 出自破碎的家庭。Cindy 关心他每天开车一趟45分钟来接 Jimmy 到学校上课。
And Jimmy spot Jimmy immediately because she has all her heart praying for him. And from then on, Cindy would drive 45 minutes to pick up Jimmy to come to school and then take him home for another 45 minutes drive.
像这种的爱心有几个人能够做到呢？
How many people could show this kind of love to the people in trouble?
但他以耶稣基督的爱来爱这个小孩子。
Cindy bear with God's love and love the people who need it.
隔年夏天 ，Jimmy 在替一对老夫妇割草的时候，他们知道 Jimmy 的处境，因此他们打开了他们的家门，欢迎 Jimmy 来住在他们的家。
The following summer, Jimmy was helping around an old couple to move their lawn. And this couple know about his situation, so they opened their house and welcomed him to stay there.
他们发现到这个年轻的小孩有音乐、写作与歌唱的恩赐。
They also discovered that this young man has a gift of music. He can sing and write.
因此他们让他参加在社区的才艺表演。
So they will take him to different talent show in the community.
每一次这位老太太将坐在最前面的一排拿着圣经对这位年轻人来加油。
Every time this old lady, she would sit at the front of the row and with her Bible in hand and cheering for this young man.
Jimmy Wang 在2008年的时候写了一首畅销歌，现在你们相信我吗？
In 2008, Jimmy Wang, he wrote a very popular song called Do You Believe Me Now?
这位年轻人受到一位爱主的学校的辅导，与一位爱主的老夫妇的爱心来接纳他们，因此造就了这个年轻人。
Because of a kind counselor believing God, and because of another couple who also loved God and accepting with their heart, that Jimmy was able to become who he is now.
多么感人的故事。
And this is a wonderful story.
我们生活在这个患难的世界里面，我们不仅仅关心我们自己，我们也应当以主耶稣基督的爱去关心别人。
This is a difficult world that we live in. God does not want us to only care for ourselves. God also wants us to care for others.
我们应当以耶稣基督牺牲的爱去爱人。
So we should see others' needs and to care for them with the sacrificial love that Jesus has demonstrated to us.
约翰福音十三章三十四节，主耶稣说：“我赐给你们一条新的命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。”
In John 13:34, a new command I give you: Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another.
主耶稣命令我们要彼此相爱，他也特别提醒我们，他怎样的爱我们，我们也应当怎样以他爱我们的方式去爱人。
God ordered us to love each other. He reminded us to specially that we need to love another as He loved us.
主耶稣爱我们的方式就是牺牲他自己的生命，所以我们也要以耶稣基督牺牲的精神去爱人。
The way Jesus demonstrated His love for us is to sacrifice Himself. So let's also have this kind of love to love one another.
约翰福音十三章三十五节，耶稣继续说：“你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒。”
In John 13:35, by this everyone will know that you are my disciples.If you love one another.
盼望我们大家在主的爱里面彼此的勉励，以耶稣基督牺牲的精神彼此相爱。
I pray that we will live out God's love, encourage one another to care for each other with God's love, so to glorify our God.
以基督的爱关心来对待我们四周围所接触的人，因此来带出耶稣基督美好的见证。
By bearing God's sacrificial love in us, that we'll be able to care for others, and that we'll be able to glorify our God.
第二，甜与苦。
Today's second message is sweetness versus bitterness.
当路德坚持要跟拿俄米在一起，于是拿俄米就不再劝路子回他的家乡去了。
Naomi gave up sending Ruth back to her hometown when Ruth insisted in staying with her.
他们继续往伯利恒的目的地去。
They continued to move forward Bethlehem.
路德记一章十九二十节说，于是两人同行来到伯利恒，他们到了伯利恒，合城的人都惊讶，妇女们说，这是拿俄米吗？拿俄米对他们说，不要叫我拿俄米，拿俄米意思就是甜的意思，要叫我马拉，马拉就是苦的意思，因为全能者使我受了大苦。
In Ruth verse 19:20, so the two women went on until they came to Bethlehem. When they arrived in Bethlehem, the whole town was stirred because of them, and the women exclaimed,Can this be Naomi? Don't call me Naomi, she told them. Call me Mara, because the Almighty God has made my life very bitter.
Naomi 在人生中遇到了许多的苦难，她的心里非常的沮丧失望。
Naomi faced so much suffering in her life, she must be very upset and disappointed in her life.
他甚至要将他的名字拿奥米，意思是甜，改为玛拉，就是苦的意思。
She even wanted to change her name from Naomi, which means sweetness and joy, to Mara, which means bitterness.
当伯利恒城的亲友们看到他回来的时候，非常的欢喜，称他叫他拿奥米，说甜 sweet。但是他对他们说，不要叫我 sweet， 不要叫我甜，叫我苦，麻辣。
So on the other hand, the family and the friends in Bethlehem were happy to see her coming home. So they cheered for her and they called her Naomi. But she asked them not to call her by that That name means happiness, but rather call her by Mara, which means bitterness.
他的意思就是说，因为我的人生受尽了苦楚，我的梦想理想破灭了，这个我的人生就是生活在痛苦的当中。
She means to say, my life is full of bitterness and suffering. My dream was shattered, and I have no hope but pain. So don't call me happiness, but call me bitterness.
Naomi 让苦毒来进到她的里面。
Naomi let bitterness to control her.
她几乎要屈服在恶劣的环境之下。
She was about to give up her hope.
她几乎放弃了她的人生。
She about to surrender her life.
因此她对她的朋友说，不要叫我 Naomi， 意思是甜的意思。她说 No No， 不要叫我 Naomi， 叫我 Mara。
So when she heard her friends calling her sweet, she respond to say No， call me bitter。
他在困苦的环境当中的时候，他以为是神降灾祸在他的身上。
Naomi is in a difficult situation, and she interpreted it as God's plan to put her into a disastrous situation.
其实我们从整个故事的角度来看的时候，其实不是相反的，神要借着他的人生来祝福许多的人。
However,When we see how the story was developed, we see the contrary, that God is using her to bless the world.
Naomi 当初与丈夫和两个孩子因为当地的饥荒的缘故搬到摩亚地去。
Naomi went to Moab with the husband and two sons because of the famine.
她在那里遭受到了丈夫与两个儿子都死了，现在一个媳妇跟她回到伯利恒的故乡来。
But her husband and the two sons were dead over there, and only one daughter-in-law came back to hometown with her.
她的感想如何呢？
How did she feel about that?
她抱着满怀的希望出去，却空手回来。
She left.To Moab with hope, but she came back with empty hands.
第一章二十一节说，我满满的出去，耶和华使我空空的回来。
In Ruth 1:21, I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty.
你在人生中是否也像拿俄米所经历的，抱着伟大的理想？大的目标满满的出去，却空空的回来。
Have we ever had the same kind of situation, same kind of feeling as Naomi did? We had a great dream and we wanted to do something, but we cannot achieve anything.
事情没有照原先的计划。
The plan does not go as we planned.
婚姻失败。
Our marriage was a failure.
计划有小孩却流产了。
We wanted to have a baby, we are pregnant, but we miscarried.
生意工作上的合同没有拿到。
We did not get a deal of the business.
等等许多的这些事。
So many things we hoped for, but we did not.
就好像Naomi遇到了许多的困苦的事，她失去了喜乐的心。
This problem is exactly what Naomi are facing. She suffered and she lost joy in her life.
她的心变成苦毒。
She is bitter now.
她要别人把她的名字改为马达。
She wanted other people to call her by her situation, the bitterness.
她在摩亚地遇到了困苦，但她回到了伯利恒，神却要大大的祝福她。
With so much that she suffered in Moab, God is bringing her back to Bethlehem to bless her.
神没有允许要叫她的名字改为马拉。
God did not allow her to change her name to Mara.
她仍然保留着 Naomi 这个美丽的名字。
She is still Naomi, a beautiful name.
是甜蜜喜乐的意思。
It means joy.And sweetness.
一个很美的一个名字。
This is such a beautiful name.
所以今天或许你处在一个特别的困苦当中，心里觉得苦毒，就好像你要将你的名字改为麻辣。
You might be in a challenging situation, and you might be suffering like Naomi, that you wanted to change your name to Mara so that people see your bitterness in you.
神不要你将你的名字改为麻辣。
God will not allow you to do it.
神在耶稣基督里面要成为你我我们的祝福。
God will bring Jesus Christ to become the blessing in our life.
罗马书第八章二十八节说，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who has been called according to his purpose.
神是一位爱我们的神，他无所不知，无所不能。
God loves us, he knows everything, he can do everything.
神还有其他很多的属性，神有能力能够将我们所遭遇到我们认为不好坏的事情转变对我们的好处。
God has other attributes too, and God is almighty, that he can transform any situation that we encounter, either good or bad, to our own advantage.
神能够把苦变成为甜，
He will change bitter to sweet.
第三，伯利恒的盼望。
The third message today is a hope in Bethlehem.
路德第一章二十二节说，拿俄米和他儿妇摩押女子路德从摩押地回到伯利恒，正是动手割大麦的时候。
In Ruth's verse.22. So Naomi returned from Moab, accompanied by Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, arriving in Bethlehem as the barley harvest was beginning.
Naomi 和路德回到了摩押，从摩押地回到了伯利恒。
So they are home now.
伯利恒意思就是面包之屋。
Bethlehem means also the house of bread.
伯利恒是一个牧羊的地方，它也出产大麦、小麦。
It's a small place attending sheep, and it grows also wheat and barley.
并且当地也有面粉厂或是制面、面包等等。
There's a lot of flour factory. They will ground the grains to flour, and then there's a lot of bakeries. They will make bread.
伯利恒与耶路撒冷距离只有六英里，走路差不多两个小时。
Bethlehem is about 6 miles away from Jerusalem, and it takes 2 hours to walk.
所以圣经学者说，有可能在伯利恒制造面包，然后送到耶路撒冷去卖，因此那个地方称之为。伯利恒就是面包之屋。
People might bake bread in Bethlehem and deliver them to Jerusalem to sell, and this is why people call the place the house of bread.
路德的曾孙大卫就是在伯利恒出生。
And this is a place where Ruth's great grandson David is born.
弥迦书第五章二节说，弥迦先知预言说，以法他地区的伯利恒啊，在犹大国内你是一个小城，但是我要从你那里为以色列选立一位统治者，他的家系追溯到古代的望族。
In Micah 5:2, but you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah.Out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times.
当路德跟婆婆拿欧米回到伯利恒的时候，那个时候正是动手割麦的时候。
When Ruth and Naomi return to Bethlehem, it's a barley harvest season.
拿俄米叫路德到他的一个亲戚叫做波阿斯的田地去折麦穗。
Naomi asked Ruth to go to one of her relatives, Boaz, field to collect leftover grains.
Naomi 与波阿斯是亲戚，波阿斯与 Naomi 的丈夫是堂兄弟。
Naomi and Boaz are relatives because he is the husband's cousin.
以前犹太的风俗，如果哥哥死了，弟弟要娶嫂嫂，因此可以继续传承下去。
The tradition at that time is that when the elder brother died, the younger brother will marry the widow to continue his bloodline.
Naomi 跟波阿斯是同辈，但是他年纪大了不能生育，因此他鼓励路德跟波阿斯的接近，最后波阿斯娶了路德为妻子。
Naomi and Boaz are of the same generation, but Naomi is much older. She might not be able to bear a child. So she encouraged Ruth to get close to Boaz, and that ends up Boaz marrying Ruth.
So 后来路德就是大卫的曾祖母，耶稣基督就是大卫的子孙。
So Ruth is David's great-grandmother, and Jesus came from David's bloodline.
Naomi 在人生中遇到了许多的困苦苦难，她几乎对人生失望了。
In Naomi's life, she suffered a lot. She almost lost hope.
她要将她的名字从甜改为苦。
She wanted to change her name from joy to bitter.
她回到了她原来的故乡，她本来到异乡去，她回到了信仰的地方，就是回到了他的故乡，敬拜神的地方。
She went away, and now she's back to where she belonged, to God's house.
Naomi 后来将发现，其实她所受到的苦难是一个化妆的祝福。
Naomi would know that at the end, all her suffering was truly a blessing under disguise.
他是促成路德与波阿斯婚姻的人，因此路德与波阿斯的子孙当中产生了弥赛亚。
She is the matchmaker between Ruth and Boaz, and from their family, the Messiah, the human savior, will be born.
然后你在耶稣基督人类的救主的出生扮演着一个非常重要的角色。
Naomi played a huge role in the birth of Jesus Christ.
她的受苦没有白费，反而是一个极大的祝福。
Her suffering is not in vain, but it's a true blessing for the future.
有关路德，当 Naomi 劝路德回她娘家摩亚地去的时候，她不要，她坚决要跟随拿俄米。
About Ruth, she refused to return to her Moab home. Even Naomi strongly pushed her to leave.
路德第一章十六节，路德说：“不要催我回去，不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。”
In Ruth, verse 16.Don't urge me to leave you or to return back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God.
这是一个爱心的追随与信心的跟随。
Ruth follow love and faith.
爱心的跟随，路德对 Naomi 有爱心。
Ruth followed Naomi out of her love to her.
Naomi 要回去伯利恒，虽然前途渺茫，不知道前面的路程如何，但是路德对 Naomi 说：“ 不管你到哪里去，我也跟你到哪里去，你住哪里我也住哪里，两个人相依为命，这是爱心的跟随。
Naomi planned to go back to Bethlehem, even though she did not know how her future would be. And Ruth said to her, I will go wherever you go and live wherever you live. And this is to follow her love for Naomi.
另外是信心的跟随。路德对 Naomi 说，你的神就是我的神。你选择啊，他选择的跟随神的带领啊，他选择信靠神，不是选择啊依靠他自己的想法与安排。
Ruth followed Naomi also because of her faith. Ruth said to Naomi that her God is also hers. She chose to follow God's guidance. She trusted in God and not rely on her own thought.
路德如果依靠着他自己的想法或是判断的时候，当拿俄美告诉他回去他的本族那里去的时候，照一般的想法，就是在那里他能够有好的人际的关系，在自己的家乡里面熟悉这些文化的背景，他很有可能再嫁的机会。
Thinking is that Ruth might have a better chance if she returned to her own people when Naomi asked her to leave, because at her own place, she would have a better network, familiar culture, and a possibility to remarry someone of her own kind.
因此就有如童话故事里面所描写的，他们从此以后就将永远过着幸福快乐的日子。
So if she could follow her common thought that she might end up living happily with the person that she loved.
但是路德没有以他自己的想法去做选择，他选择信仰的道路。
But instead, Ruth did not follow the normal judgment that she should do.
他以Naomi的神为他的神，他要依赖神的带领他人生前面的路程。
She chose the faith. She chose to follow Naomi's God as her own Lord. She relied on Naomi's Lord to lead her future.
路德本来是一位外邦的女子，丈夫过世的，人生悲惨，但是她进入了神的家庭。
Ruth is a Gentile.She lost her husband. She might have a miserable life, but she chose to enter God's kingdom.
她以拿俄美的神为她的神。
She chose to believe in Naomi's God.
因此她的人生的前途完全的改变。
So her future is completely transformed.
她要跟拿俄美回到伯利恒，这是一个信心之旅。
She went back to Bethlehem with Naomi, and this is her faith trip.
她愿意以耶和华上主为她的神。
She believed God as her Lord.
因此神大大的祝福她。
And she was greatly blessed.
伯利恒是面包之屋。
Bethlehem is a house of bread.
象征着丰盛。
It means abundance.
拿俄美到了外邦摩亚地区，再一次回到了伯利恒，这就是信心之旅。
Naomi returned to Bethlehem from Moab. It is a journey of faith.
她回到神的家，神的里面，才真正的找到了丰盛的人生。
Because only when we return to God's home.We will truly enjoy the fullness.
耶稣基督就是从伯利恒面包之屋之地来出生。
Jesus came from Bethlehem. She was born there.
象征着主耶稣基督将赐给我们丰盛的生命。
It means that Jesus will bring us a full life.
约翰福音十章十节，主耶稣应许说：“我来了，是要叫你们，或做叫人得生命，并且得的 更丰盛。
As in John 10:10, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
拿奥米与路德他们回到了伯利恒，这是一个信心之旅。
The trip of Naomi and Ruth went back to Bethlehem is a trip of faith.
我们生活在这个苦难的世界。
We are living in a world full of suffering.
在这世界的苦难有可能让我们成为苦读。
The suffering in the world may make us bitter.
甚至像Naomi一样要叫他要将他的名字将甜改为苦。
We may be like Naomi because of all the sufferings. We want the people to call us bitter but not sweet.
但神不容许他，神仍然要他留着这么美好的一个名字 Naomi， 美甜的意思。
But God does not allow us to change our name. God wants us to keep this beautiful name in sweetness in our life.
在这苦难的世界里面，在耶稣基督里面，我们尝到了啊甜的人生，丰盛的人生，就好像回到了伯利恒，就是面包之屋，在里面享受神的丰富。
With God's guidance, we'll be able to enjoy the sweetness in our life again as we follow the face of a trip of faith.The trip of faith is to guide us back to God's home, to God's kingdom, to Bethlehem, and God will bless us greatly.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
爱我们的父神，感谢你再次带领我们到主的面前来敬拜你。
Dear Lord, thank you so much for bringing us to you so that we could praise you.
虽然在这世上有苦难。
There's a lot of suffering in our life.
但是你已经胜过了苦难。
But you overcome death.
你要将我们苦的人生改变为甜的人生。
You will transform our life from bitterness to sweetness.
因为在主里面，你要赐给我们丰盛的生命。
Because you will give us abundant life.
求主你继续带领我们在这人生信仰的旅程，每天更加的与主你亲近。
Please guide us so we could be in our faith journey on a daily basis that will get close to you.
在我们弟兄姐妹当中，如果有人遇到特别的困难，求主你亲自的施恩带领。
For anyone who's suffering greatly among our brothers and sisters, we pray that your hands will guide them.
继续带领我们的人生，每天的路程当中，与你更亲近，更爱你，来服侍你。
Bring us closer to you on a daily life, pray to you and serve you.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.